great advice for a younger self.
And did Justin Timberlake almost play a meth addict?
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, Sherry is out, but joining us again is comedian, actress, singer, none other than our sister from another mister. It's Jessie Woohoo.
Woo-woo. Thank you, y'all. You know your sister loves being here. Okay, now, Gary, what we dishing on?
All right, honey. Now, Miss Sherry Lee Ralph, y'all just won her first Emmy. But wait, honey, till you hear what she's about to do next.
Uh-oh.
Baby, at 65 years young, she's going to model in Rihanna Savage by Fenty Lingerie Show. And, honey, she just told Kelly and Ryan about getting the call. So check this out.
What is the first thing she says?
Hello?
Does it go?
Well, it's through her to the people and to you. And it's basically ask her if she would walk in the Savage Show. Of course, I can't do a Barbadian accent.
Right.
I can do a much better Jamaican.
Man, she's having a hell of a season.
Yes.
I love this. I've always loved Dee Mitchell.
I love her.
To see Dee Mitchell shine, child.
Who?
Moesha's mama.
Oh, you're so beautiful. So I wonder what she's going to wear. She going to wear a thong, you think?
I hope so.
I want to see her in
she's
all
very
her glory.
Classy. She's going to
I bet it's not going to be that revealing.
Right.
But I bet it's
going to
be very
fly.
Sensual.
She's
going to
rock. Miss Cheryl is Jamaican. Have you not seen her? She has a video of her walking by a pool in a two-piece. Like, she's not afraid to let...
Then that's what
yeah,
she
Yeah, like, Miss Cheryl got them tig old bitties, honey.
Yeah.
I want to see them.
Let me
see
them.
Oh, whatever she does, she's going to do it with confidence and stride and class, darling. We do know that.
Cheryl, I cannot wait to see that bun. That bun if you walk on the runway.
I can't wait.
Them tignified ditties.
All right, y'all. So, the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, just released a new children's book called The Christmas Princess.
Yes,
which is about a 12-year-old girl named, wait for it, Mariah.
What else would you expect?
Okay. So People Magazine asked Mariah what she would like to tell her 12-year-old self, and she said, save up your money. Buy some conditioner and a comb. Oh, and I would have said...
Kaleidoscope.
Oh, and I would have said, please don't shave your eyebrows. It's never going to look good on you. You know what? Mariah is such a diva, and I love it. I love that for her.
Y'all don't understand how hilarious this woman
is. Yes, like...
People don't know that she is really
funny.
She's hilarious, yo. So they're going to get to see some of her humor in this
book. But first
book.
Of all, for her to point out the eyebrows, too, I feel like that's an ode to, like, when she first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Her eyebrows. I mean, but that was, like, the classic 90s eyebrow
look. Wait, she didn't have eyebrows when she first came out?
She had... She had thin. Yeah, that was the 90s.
That was
look.
The style.
Yeah, no. But the question is to all y'all around this table, what would you tell your 12-year-old self?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
I'd say so much.
Brad.
I don't even remember being 12, bitch.
Okay. I know, that's right.
I would have told my 12-year-old self to lose your virginity earlier. That's what
really?
I would have told
yeah.
my I was in college.
So you think college wasn't a good time?
I don't know. I feel like college could be a little late. I feel like it's something that people do in high school a lot of times.
And I would have told my 12-year-old self, don't have sex when you're 12, because that's when I got started.
Exactly.
And, you know, probably could use some more practice, you
right.
know,
yeah.
like, where I started.
You joined the league early.
Yeah.
I was like LeBron, you know? Fresh out of middle school.
He said I was LeBron.
All right. Well, we all love seeing a good prank. And just think back to the show Punked. Well, now everyday people could punk their family members, friends, and coworkers in an upcoming show called The Prank Panel.
Mm.
Now, guests on the show pitch their prank ideas to the panel of pranksperts, which include Johnny Knoxville, Eric Andre, and Gabby Sidibe. Now, they will be mentors and saboteurs along with some celebrity guests, and they'll give us some behind-the-scenes look at the plotting and planning out the schemes. I kind of can't wait to see this,
Me too.
You think this might be better than Punk?
Me too.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to help people prank other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
and
good.
Eric Andre is like Punk 2.
He's ridiculous.
The way he do
Johnny
his pranks.
Knoxville from Jackass?
So you know he's going to be wildin'. And I can't wait to see what Gabby's going to do.
Those two guys together are truly intimidating.
Yeah.
Like, and you got to keep your jewels safe around them.
Because
you never know when you're going to get...
Baby.
But also, people underestimate Gabby. She is funny as hell.
She is funny.
Yeah, she took that chicken and ran down the street, honey, impression.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that was funny when she ran down the street with that chicken.
Gazelle-like speed. It was impressive. But if y'all could prank any person or any celebrity, who would y'all prank?
I would love to see Beyonce get pranked again. Remember back in the day when she got pranked with that Christmas tree?
I would love to see Miss Yellow. Remember
oh,
punk?
My God.
They punked her about her jewelry?
Yes.
Ooh, she was about to bust the jewelry cabinet open.
I would like to see Chaka Khan get pranked.
Why was I thinking that?
Prank her, honey, with that.
Yes. I'd love to see Chaka Khan get pranked during, like, a performance. Her or Patti LaBelle.
Yes, honey.
Like mess up they mic.
Yeah. Auntie Patty will cuss your ass.
She will cuss your ass. I would love to.
And then cook a pie for you later.
Yes.
Speaking of fun shows, Glee was a real big hit and a feel-good show. Y'all remember that? But it could have been very different. On the podcast, and that's what you really missed, Ryan Murphy revealed that he and Glee co-creator Ann Brennan almost gave Matthew Morrison's character, Mr. Schuster, to a different star. He said the pilot was written for Justin Timberlake. Mr. Shu, I believe, was a crystal meth addict in Ann's script. Ryan also referred to the original script as the NC-17 version of The Choir Show with a weird protagonist who was unraveling. Mm. Can you guys, number one, imagine Justin Timberlake on that show, but then also, number two, playing a meth addict?
Yes.
Nah, I don't think Justin Timberlake had the availability and a schedule, even during that time of his career, to like do a weekly procedural show. Like, he's still kind of low-key popping.
But the thing is, Justin is a really good actor. He's just always, I think music is always.
We still ain't never really forgave that man for what he did.
Yeah,
Janet.
So, that's true.
We like, whatever.
Do you guys, were you guys in any kind of show choir in high school?
I was. I was in choir. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I was in choir in high school. I was in a magnet choir. And she really, my choir teacher made me hate music.
Oh.
I used to skip class to go to my choir.
I hated it.
My teacher, Dr. Lena McGlynn from Kenwood Academy, she was the best. Mm. I didn't want to go to no other classes.
Really?
I just wanted to be in there with her. She taught you how to sing from your diaphragm.
Yeah.
And she was just loving. She was very nurturing, like a mother or a grandmother, and you just didn't want to be anywhere else.
I wish that was my experience.
Yeah, I went to choir because they had a field trip where they would go to Six Flags every year.
All right, y'all. Oprah has got that truffle salt in her bag swag, okay? So Oprah's favorite things list for this year has been released, and Oprah's favorite sauce made the list. Mm. But honey, she don't just keep it in the kitchen. Here's what her bestie Gail King revealed.
Hmm.
Oprah actually carries truffle salt in her purse. She just really loves the stuff. So you've got the hot sauce, you've got the oil, and you've got the sauce.
What?
Is this what rich people do?
Yeah. What is
truffle
that?
Truffle been popping for a
not
like
hot
few
sauce.
Years.
Delicious. Truffle sauce.
They've been adding it to everything nowadays.
I bought some truffle seasoning salt the other day.
Yeah. I put it in my mac and cheese all
It's time. Good on fries. Mm-hmm.
But y'all remember though when Hillary Clinton, she had that hot sauce in her bag. They said, does that make her blacker than Oprah?
No, she had heard that Beyonce lyric and took it way too far on the campaign trail.
This is one of the few times that I'm jealous of women being able to carry purses, because if I could just pack my favorite
purse. You can carry a bag.
What am I going to do? Put them in my backpack
and like go to
I got my bag, honey.
What do you keep in your bag, Gary?
I keep everything in there. I keep my buzzer, honey. Some people call it a vibrator. I keep my keys and all kind of stuff.
TMI.
No, I mean, you know, when you're sitting, honey.
I thought that was your phone ringing.
What kind of sauce? Like, do y'all got a favorite sauce?
Hell yeah. Mike's Hot Honey. That's like been my new go-to. I put hot honey on pizza, hot honey on chicken.
Yo, Chef Jannard, this man named Chef Jannard has this hot sauce. I swear it's the best hot sauce I've ever tasted in my life. It's like island tropical flavor or something like that. Mm. It is the best. It's like sweet and it's hot, but it's not too hot. It is so, I put it on my potato chips. I put it on my greens, my chicken, my mac and cheese, everything.
You
it
know
just
what?
Adds, ooh, it's so
I
good.
I put it on my toss salad. It is delicious. So,
really
good. Can we? All right. You know what? That's the end
you
of that story.
Well,
we just ended it right there.
Yeah.
Just like that.
I can't stand
it. Coming up, honey, co-parenting is a breeze for Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green. We'll tell you why right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Well, it looks like co-parenting is going well for Brian Austin Green and Megan Fox, y'all. Happy story here. During a recent interview, Brian shared where he and his ex-wife stand on allocating time with their three kids. He said, we have created a healthy co-parenting relationship and co-parent really well together. He added, we don't fight over time with the kids and try and alternate holidays between Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. You know, guys, we're always reporting baby mama and baby daddy drama. So is it good to hear about these two making it work?
Yeah. Definitely. Shoot, these kids be stressed out with parents that be taking their frustrations out on them all, literally, like being petty with the time that they spent with their kids, and then now the kids got to deal with that. So it's good to know that they're, you know.
I tell you what, I think about all the time, and I don't have kids, so y'all forgive me if this sounds like I'm speaking out of line here, but it seems to me that like children look at their parents, and that's the treatment they expect.
Yep.
The way that mom treats dad, or mom treats mom, or dad treats dad, or what, the way they see that their parent get treated is what they come to expect in their relationship.
That's true, because my daddy was not around growing up, and that's been a reflection of, you know, my, you know,
people
my
not dating. Getting around.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah, but I mean, you should stay for the children, though. That's why there's so many disturbed kids as it is. Now, look around this table. There's a lot of disturbed kids, so I think people would stay
together. Who is disturbing this table?
And you the worst.
Yeah.
And yours stayed together.
Yeah. Moving on. Looks like Bow Wow is trying to break into a wrestling career and into someone's panties.
Oh. Okay.
So Bow Wow decided to shoot his shot on Twitter at AEW diva Jade Cargill. He wrote, "After my first win, I just want to take you out somewhere." And she responded with a shot at his bank account. You can't afford me, Bow. Thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, whoa.
Wait a minute now. First of all, Miss, what's her name?
Jade Cargill.
Miss Diva Jade Cargill. Don't do that. Don't be talking to my little brother like that, okay? Don't do that to him. He's got plenty of money, and I don't think you've seen his bank account, because if you did, you may think different, honey. Oh. So don't do that. If you don't like him, just say that, but you will not talk about his bank account.
Well, Brad, would you be interested in possibly jumping in the ring in an intergender tag team wrestling match as Bow Wow?
Wrestle,
oh.
That's fake.
Okay.
No, no, I fight. For real. Oh. If I get in the ring, I'm fighting for my life, okay? Oh,
Brad says she's from Chicago.
I don't know that Brad and Jesse tag team taking it to Jade Cargill and whoever you want.
No. Okay. But Jade does make good money, though.
Yeah.
And I think she's married. I think she went on to say,
maybe that's it.
Yeah. Maybe, like, hey, maybe I got a man. Me and my man got money. We ain't.
Oh, maybe because she's married or something, she turned it down.
She clapped back in character. Yeah, exactly. You got to keep in mind that professional wrestlers are in character 99% of the time.
All the time.
So I'm so
all
sure that's where
Jade is. He can't afford you, though.
Okay?
He stay on tour, okay?
He stay with a job.
Yo, HK, you've already done celebrity boxing. Could you get in the ring and wrestle?
Yeah, like I would wrestle her, and I would lose on purpose, let her pin me and everything.
Ooh, okay, cool. Oh. Well, all right.
You worse right now.
I would be your tag team partner, and we would both lose.
Yeah, through the match.
Up next, did Bono have too much to drink at the White House and end up in a strange bed? Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Bono said, honey, that he took a couple, honey, to the head at the White House, and things got wild.
Mm. Yep, Bono revealed that he kicked it with President Barack Obama and got so litty that he passed out and woke up in Abraham Lincoln's bedroom. Yep, Bono also revealed that he suffers from an allergy to salicylates, and that's what's found in red wine, and it causes his head to swell up like a balloon and prompts him to fall asleep somewhere.
Can't handle it.
So Bono in number 44 was sipping on that red wine, and the allergic reaction happened. He passed out, and here's what he said. There I was in Lincoln's bedroom asleep, falling asleep at the bosom of Abraham himself. He just woke me up and laughed. President laughed as hell.
Can you imagine waking up with a hangover and it's Barack Obama like waking you up in the morning?
I would think I was dead.
Yeah.
And then I'm in Abraham Lincoln's room.
Who
scored 7 years ago?
Right. Did I teleport back to slavery?
Right.
Okay.
Back to the future?
But why would he drink red wine knowing that he have this condition? No, I don't understand that.
You don't want to look like a punk in front of the president.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But he's drinking wine.
Yo, if President Barack Obama was like, "This is my favorite wine," and handed it to me, I might be deathly allergic to it. And I would be like,
I'm drinking it.
This is kind of like that time that Apple snuck U2 into all of our iPhones. Bono just got snuck into the Lincoln bedroom.
Why do these things always seem to happen with you, Bono? What's going on? What's the real tea? Well, here's another boozy story. As more Matthew Perry memoir news, child. So Matthew Perry wrote in his book that he thought his pecker was broken.
Oh.
Yeah, child. He attempted to have sex as a teenager, but that eggplant just laid there limp. And here's why.
Ooh.
He had about 6 beers before trying to get some skids, but never made the correlation between the booze and his private parts not working.
Oh, my God.
Has that ever happened to anyone
else? Well, that is until Trisha Fisher, half-sister of Carrie Fisher, y'all like that bar?
Yeah.
Came along, and she rocked his world, evidently. Matthew said once he started dating Trisha, he told her about his pseudo-impotency worries, and she assured him that he'd never have to worry about that again.
Trisha
was very confident. Matt said, sure enough, sheer glory for 2 whole minutes.
Oh.
And he found out that his thing worked again.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was like, don't worry about it. I'm a Peter Piper picking your pepper, and I'm a pick a pepper pepper tonight.
I bet she had a nice straw. And honey just did the job.
She cleaned his pipes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Removed the blockages.
Yeah.
So what I'll do for a date is I'll show up early and I'll try to get at least 1 beer in just to kind of like ease my nerves a little bit.
How do you know what liquor helps and doesn't help though for guys?
Just what if I hear rappers rap about?
Like, yeah.
I hit it with the Hennessy. Yeah. Like when I heard Biggie say that, I was like, oh, okay, cool, Hennessy. Yeah, keep it rock.
Tequila is always good. Tequila is the only liquor that's a natural upper. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, I like
most
tequila.
People don't know that.
Okay. That is true. Like, you know, like you get real, like most fights probably pop off on tequila.
Tequila, right? I feel like brown liquor is nuck if you buck juice.
Really? That's what I drank. Yeah. That's what I drank.
With that being said, if you had to choose booty or booze, which one would y'all do?
Definitely going with booty.
Yeah, that's a question.
Yeah. I'm choosing booty. Absolutely. Yeah. There's been a handful of nights where
BB Judy, for my preference.
BB Judy booty.
Big booty Judy.
Big booty BB Judy.
All right, y'all, coming up, find out how pageant queens went from being Miss to Mrs. with each other. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, you guys, it's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
So while beauty pageant contestants have been known to be super competitive with each other and even sabotaging their competitors for a chance to win the crown, Miss Argentina and Miss Puerto Rico chose a different path. Oh. Okay, the two have revealed that after competing in Miss Grand International back in 2020, they fell in love and had been secretly dating ever since.
Oh, wow.
The couple hinted at having a friendship in the past, but have officially confirmed they are now married with a 30-second wedding video showing some of their most romantic moments together, proving the real winner was love.
Period. Love wins, baby.
This is so cute.
But I think they should decrown them or whatever.
Why?
Because they lied though, Brad.
Lied.
They knew each other and they were in love. They should have never lied to the
public.
You think
they should lose their crown?
Don't be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, Vanessa lost her crown.
That was in 1947,
Debbie. Yeah. Just split the prettiness up. Just like we always say, if we see 2 fine guys together, y'all need to break that up.
That's not true. Me and my wife are pretty. What the
y'all need to break
it up. Sometimes you have 2 beautiful men together. Don't do that.
All I know is that I need to visit Puerto Rico and Argentina more.
Yeah, I've been to Puerto Rico before, and it sure is a vibe.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not getting Miss any country, but Miss Runner-Up, maybe. Like, those women are out there, too.
Ain't none of y'all get nobody that want a bitch.
Oh!
I'll even settle for Miss Puerto Rican Day Parade. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.